There are 7 constitutional amendments on the ballot in Louisiana next month, and among the most controversial is one aimed at ending abortion in Louisiana. As Rosemary Westwood reports, the battle over the U.S. Supreme Court has driven up stakes.
Alex Fabrizio Sumter is a professor at Nicholls State University in Houma and the mother of 2 children. She's also endured miscarriages before, so she knew what to look for during the first ultrasound of her latest pregnancy this past summer.
I saw that there was a heartbeat. I could see it on the screen. And so that was, you know, I was really happy and pleased to see that.
Then she talked with her doctor. Her baby's heartbeat was dangerously low, and it was far smaller than it should have been at that stage in pregnancy. A second ultrasound a week later confirmed it. Her doctor told her the pregnancy was not viable. And then she gave her the number of an abortion clinic.
She wrote, "You'll get through this." On the note, it was really meant a lot to me to have her support. She was really, really kind and wonderful.
Fabrizio Sumter wanted to take mifepristone, the abortion pill, to speed along her inevitable miscarriage. But the nearest abortion clinic had a 3-week wait time, which would push her beyond the pregnancy stage when the pill can be taken. She began calling clinics in and out of state and ended up traveling to Florida for the weekend to a clinic where staff told her most of their patients came from Louisiana and Mississippi.
I actually got a discount for coming from over 100 miles away, and it was crazy. They told me to be prepared to wait all day because they were so packed.
Her story illustrates what abortion might very well look like if the proponents of a constitutional amendment succeed in ending abortion in Louisiana. That is extremely hard to get, even for the most sympathetic of cases like Fabrizio Sumter's.
No one to decide ever whether a child lives or dies but God.
That's Louisiana Senator Katrina Jackson speaking to an outdoor crowd in New Roads, Louisiana over the weekend. Jackson, a Democrat, is the key lawmaker behind Amendment 1, the anti-abortion constitutional amendment on the ballot November 3rd. It asks, do you support an amendment declaring that, to protect human life, a right to abortion and the funding of abortion shall not be found in the Louisiana Constitution? A yes vote means that the Louisiana Supreme Court could never interpret a right to abortion in the state constitution in a Roe v. Wade-type decision. A no vote leaves open the possibility of state constitutional protections for abortion rights. Jackson wrote the bill alongside anti-abortion groups, including Louisiana Right to Life, where Benjamin Clapper is the executive director. Clapper said his organization and others are actively campaigning to ensure the amendment, which they call the Love Life Amendment, passes.
People say the state's pro-life, but you know, I guess you don't really know until you put it in front of the people and have them vote on it, right?
The amendment would give sole power over abortion laws to state legislators, and Clapper said that's where it belongs. Patrice Sams Abiodun of Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast in Louisiana takes the opposite view.
A constitution should provide rights and liberties and freedoms, not take them away. So we don't want politicians playing with the constitution to promote their agenda.
Across the U.S., state constitutions are becoming the latest battleground in the fight over abortion. 13 state Supreme Courts have already ruled that their state's constitution protects the right to abortion. West Virginia and Alabama have passed anti-abortion constitutional amendments similar to Amendment 1. But the amendment's power would skyrocket in the event Roe v. Wade were overturned, something that's become increasingly likely after the death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her possible replacement by Judge Amy Coney Barrett. In that scenario, Louisiana has a trigger law that would take immediate effect, banning all abortions in the state except in cases where the pregnant person is likely to die. No exceptions if a fetus died in the womb or for rape or incest. And with Amendment 1 in place, there would be no legal avenue to challenge that law. Anyone who wanted an abortion would need to travel to get one, likely much further away than Florida.
If people have to travel to get an abortion, that just means that people of means still have access to abortion. And if that's the case, then we shouldn't be punishing people because they live in poverty.
That's Katrina Rogers, the campaign chair for Louisiana for Personal Freedoms, a coalition of reproductive rights groups fighting the amendment. For Fabrizio Sumter, the professor at Nichols State, the amendment is part and parcel of anti-abortion laws in Louisiana. She said those laws collectively not only made getting an abortion that much harder, but even threatened her health. After taking the abortion pill at the end of the gestational limit when it's approved, the medication wasn't effective. Fabrizio Sumter had to drive herself to the hospital after she began hemorrhaging.
People say, well, if the mother's life is in danger, then it's fine. But there was no reason to think my life was in danger until I started hemorrhaging. And if I had been able to get, you know, the kind of care I needed, if I had been able to hasten my miscarriage and have the miscarriage when I was 6 weeks or 7 weeks, I probably would not have. I most certainly would not have hemorrhaged.
Her story, she said, shows abortion isn't a black and white issue. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.